This is the reading for February 20th. Psalm 51. God, be merciful to me because you are loving, because you are always ready to be merciful. Wipe out all my wrongs. Wash away all my guilt and make me clean again. I know about my wrongs, and I can't forget my sin. You are the only one I have sinned against. I have done what you say is wrong. You are right when you speak and fair when you judge. I was brought into this world in sin. In sin, my mother gave birth to me. You want me to be completely truthful, so teach me wisdom. Take away my sin, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear sounds of joy and gladness. Let the bones you crushed be happy again. Turn your face from my sins and wipe out all my guilt. Create in me a pure heart, God, and make my spirit right again. Do not send me away from you or take your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation. Keep me strong by giving me a willing spirit. Then I will teach your ways to those who do wrong, and sinners will turn back to you. God, save me from the guilt of murder, God of my salvation, and I will speak about your goodness. Lord, let me speak so I may praise you. You are not pleased by sacrifices, or I would give them. You don't want burnt offerings. The sacrifice God wants is a broken spirit. God, you will not reject a heart that is broken and sorry for sin. Do whatever good you wish for Jerusalem. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with right sacrifices and whole burnt offerings, and bulls will be offered on your altar. Leviticus chapter 11. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Tell the Israelites this. These are the land animals you may eat. You may eat any animal that has split hoofs, completely divided, and that chews the cud. Some animals only chew the cud or only have split hoofs, and you must not eat them. The camel chews the cud, but does not have a split hoof. It is unclean for you. The rock badger chews the cud, but does not have a split hoof. It is unclean for you. The rabbit chews the cud, but does not have a split hoof. It is unclean for you. Now the pig has a split hoof that is completely divided, but it does not chew the cud. It is unclean for you. You must not eat the meat from these animals or even touch their dead bodies. They are unclean for you. Of the animals that live in the sea or in a river, if the animal has fins and scales, you may eat it. But whatever lives in the sea or in a river and does not have fins and scales, including the things that fill the water and all other things that live in it, you should hate. You must not eat any meat from them or even touch their dead bodies, because you should hate them. You must hate any animal in the water that does not have fins and scales. Also, these are the birds you are to hate. They are hateful and should not be eaten. You must not eat eagles, vultures, black vultures, kites, any kind of falcon, any kind of raven, horned owls, screech owls, seagulls, any kind of hawk, little owls, cormorants, great owls, white owls, desert owls, ospreys, storks, any kind of heron, hoopoes, or bats. Don't eat insects that have wings and walk on all 4 feet. They also are to be hated. But you may eat certain insects that have wings and walk on 4 feet. You may eat those that have legs with joints above their feet so they can jump. These are the insects you may eat: all kinds of locusts, winged locusts, crickets, and grasshoppers. But all other insects that have wings and walk on 4 feet you are to hate. Those insects will make you unclean, and anyone who touches the dead body of one of these insects will become unclean until evening. Anyone who picks up one of these dead insects must wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. Some animals have split hoofs, but the hoofs are not completely divided. Others do not chew the cud. They are unclean for you, and anyone who touches the dead body of one of these animals will become unclean. Of all the animals that walk on 4 feet, the animals that walk on their paws are unclean for you. Anyone who touches the dead body of one of these animals will become unclean until evening. Anyone who picks up their dead bodies must wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. These animals are unclean for you. These crawling animals are unclean for you: moles, rats, all kinds of great lizards, geckos, crocodiles, lizards, sand reptiles, and chameleons. These crawling animals are unclean for you. Anyone who touches their dead bodies will be unclean until evening. If an unclean animal dies and falls on something, that item will also become unclean. This includes anything made from wood, cloth, leather, or rough cloth, regardless of its use. Whatever the animal falls on must be washed with water and be unclean until evening. Then it will become clean again. If the dead, unclean animal falls into a clay bowl, anything in the bowl will become unclean and you must break the bowl. If water from the unclean clay bowl gets on any food, that food will become unclean. If any dead, unclean animal falls on something, it becomes unclean. If it is a clay oven or a clay baking pan, it must be broken into pieces. These things will be unclean. They are unclean for you. A spring or well that collects water will stay clean, but anyone who touches the dead body of any unclean animal will become unclean. If a dead, unclean animal falls on a seed to be planted, that seed is still clean. But if you put water on some seeds and a dead, unclean animal falls on them, they are unclean for you. Also, if an animal which you use for food dies, anyone who touches its body will be unclean until evening. Anyone who eats meat from this animal's dead body must wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. Anyone who picks up the animal's dead body must wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. Every animal that crawls on the ground is to be hated. It must not be eaten. You must not eat any of the animals that crawl on the ground, including those that crawl on their stomachs, that walk on all four feet, or on many feet. They are to be hated. Do not make yourself unclean by these animals. You must not become unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. Keep yourselves holy for me because I am holy. Don't make yourselves unclean with any of these crawling animals. I am the Lord who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. You must be holy because I am holy. These are the teachings about all of the cattle, birds, and other animals on earth, as well as the animals in the sea and those that crawl on the ground. These teachings help people know the difference between unclean animals and clean animals. They help people know which animals may be eaten and which ones must not be eaten. Leviticus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel this. If a woman gives birth to a son, she will become unclean for 7 days, as she is unclean during her monthly period. On the 8th day, the boy must be circumcised. Then it will be 33 days before she becomes clean from her loss of blood. She must not touch anything that is holy or enter the holy tent until her time of cleansing is finished. But if she gives birth to a daughter, the mother will be unclean for 2 weeks, as she is unclean during her monthly period. It will be 66 days before she becomes clean from her loss of blood. After she has a son or daughter and her days of cleansing are over, the new mother must bring certain sacrifices to the meeting tent. She must give the priest at the entrance a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a dove or young pigeon for a sin offering. He will offer them before the Lord to make her clean, so she will belong to the Lord again. Then she will be clean from her loss of blood. These are the teachings for a woman who gives birth to a boy or girl. If she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and one for a sin offering. In this way, the priest will make her clean, so she will belong to the Lord again, and she will be clean."
Chapter 3.
Jesus went into a synagogue again. A man who had a paralyzed hand was there. The people were watching Jesus closely. They wanted to see whether he would heal the man on the day of worship so they could accuse him of doing something wrong. So he told the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stand in the center of the synagogue." Then he asked them, "Is it right to do good or to do evil on the day of worship, to give a person back his health or to let him die?" But they were silent. Jesus was angry as he looked around at them. He was deeply hurt because their minds were closed. Then he told the man, "Hold out your hand." The man held it out and his hand became normal again. The Pharisees left, and with Herod's followers, they immediately plotted to kill Jesus. Jesus left with his disciples for the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd from Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and from across the Jordan River and from around Tyre and Sidon followed him. They came to him because they had heard about everything he was doing. Jesus told his disciples to have a boat ready so that the crowd would not crush him. He had cured so many that everyone with the disease rushed up to him in order to touch him. Whenever people with evil spirits saw him, they would fall down in front of him and shout, "You are the Son of God!" He gave them orders not to tell people who he was. Jesus went up a mountain, called those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he called apostles. They were to accompany him and to be sent out by him to spread the good news. They also had the authority to force demons out of people. He appointed these 12, Simon, whom Jesus named Peter, James and his brother John, Zebedee's sons, whom Jesus named Boanerges, which means thunderbolts, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed Jesus. Then Jesus went home. Another crowd gathered so that Jesus and his disciples could not even eat. When his family heard about it, they went to get him. They said, "He's out of his mind." The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "Beelzebul is in him, and he forces demons out of people with the help of the ruler of demons." Jesus called them together and used this illustration. How can Satan force out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot last. And if a household is divided against itself, that household will not last. So if Satan rebels against himself and is divided, he cannot last. That will be the end of him. No one can go into a strong man's house and steal his property. First, he must tie up the strong man. Then he can go through the strong man's house and steal his property. I can guarantee this truth. People will be forgiven for any sin or curse, but whoever curses the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an everlasting sin. Jesus said this because the scribes had said that he had an evil spirit. Then his mother and his brothers arrived. They stood outside and sent someone to ask him to come out. The crowd sitting around Jesus told him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." He replied to them, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Then looking at those who sat in a circle around him, he said, "Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does what God wants is my brother and sister and mother."